And we're back on Downtown here on a Wednesday afternoon. Our next guest is a screenwriter and director who makes her directorial debut with a brand new film that is available on demand right now called Demise. We're happy to be joined by Yara Estrada Lowe. Yara, thank you so much for being with us.
Oh, thank you so much for having me.
I have to say this, it's the mark of a pretty darn good thriller that several times while watching the movie, I said out loud, I did not see that coming.
Well, that's great news.
Absolutely. The film is so good, and it feels like a throwback to some of those, well, some of those classic 90s thrillers like Fatal Attraction, Basic Instinct.
Yes, absolutely. I love all of those films, and I grew up watching them. And so Demise is sort of my take on the genre, just with a modern twist and a little bit of a Latin flavor. So.
Now, you grew up in East San Jose. I understand that you and your friends would reenact commercials, TV shows, movies. So clearly you've wanted to do this for a long time.
Yes, a very long time. I caught the acting bug at an early age. And yeah, you know, I was just one of those kids always using my imagination. And then in 2008, I moved to Los Angeles pursuing this big dream of mine. And here I am 16 years later, finally getting to show the world my film. So,
well, I don't want to give too much away, but let's set the scene a little bit for the story here. We have Caleb, a landscaper who is having an affair with Fiona. She's a rising star in the fashion world. In the meantime, Caleb's wife, Celine, they've been trying to have a baby without any success. And then she finds out what's going on. And boy, then it all goes off the rails pretty quickly.
Yeah, it sure does.
And particularly when Caleb finds out that Fiona is going to have a baby. And well, let's just say, again, no spoilers here, but Celine tries to take matters into her own hands.
Mm-hmm. Yep, and she goes pretty wild.
She does indeed. And boy, again, there are some moments, I don't want to give it away, but there's a moment when she's walking down the street when Caleb sees her, and you're like, whoa, man. Let's talk about the cast. You've got such a talented cast, led by Carlo Mendez, Crystal Hernandez, Liz Fenning. They're all terrific.
Thank you so much. Yeah, we were so grateful to find them through the whole auditioning process, and we had some amazing casting directors named Nicole Robin, Nicole Dion, and Robin Delano, and they're the ones who found our talent, and we were very happy with the outcome, and it was great. They all had amazing chemistry together and got along really well.
Is it Morris Jude Martinez who plays Caleb's friend?
Miguel.
He is great.
Miguel, yeah, Fiona's friend.
Mm-hmm. And Richard Rivera, a great character actor, and he is so good.
He is so good, right? He's the evil doctor.
He does. He does. And it's got to, I think if the film was in black and white, you'd say, wow, this is just a classic film noir. It's got that sensibility as well.
Oh, thank you so much. Yes, that's what I was going for as well. Kind of like, you know, the Los Angeles backdrop where all the great noirs were filmed. And yeah.
We're talking with Yara Estrada Lowe. Her new film is called Demise. Kudos to your director of photography, a cinematographer, capturing such a great tone. The camera feels like the eyes of the audience when you're sort of spying on people along the way, and that seems to really add to the mystery and the level of suspense.
Thank you so much. You know, me and my cinematographer, Justin Aguirre, we spent months discussing the look and the style and the mood, and we also spent a whole day trying out different cameras at the camera house that we rented everything from. And ironically enough, the lenses that we chose were actually from the 1930s, are refurbished. And it was really exciting because we had these old lenses, they're called the Beltar lenses. And we paired that with a modern day camera. And then that was like a big portion of the look that went into Demise.
Now, you wrote the story. Did you write it separately, or were you writing it all along as a screenplay so you could visualize how things might play out on screen?
Yes, I wrote the screenplay, and that's definitely helpful for me with directing, because I sort of see all the images in my mind, and so it helped translate what the shots looked like and everything. But yeah, I wrote Demise in the summer of 2020.
I will also say this, Yara. I had to turn on the AC. It was getting a little steamy in the house watching this movie.
You can't have a love triangle without some steam, so.
Well, and these are some very good-looking people in this film.
Yes, it was really funny because my casting directors were like, let me get this straight. You want these actors to be good-looking, bilingual, talented, and they're like, wow, this is going to be tough.
Well, you certainly accomplished that task, though. You found them. And it's so great to see representation in this film, both on camera and behind the scenes.
Thank you so much. Yeah, that means a lot to me. And I was really happy with the team that we found. And yeah, it just so happened that we had a great representation in front and behind the camera. So.
And you've got to be hoping, I'm sure, that the success of this film, it's getting really good reviews early on here, that it opens up doors for others in the Latinx community.
I sure hope so. Yeah, you know, it's going to take a while for this film to be a hit, you know, and I'm so glad I get to talk to you today to spread the word and, you know, kind of shine the light on Latinos in film. And yeah.
It's interesting, too, because of the changing landscape of movies and how we watch them. Part of that obviously impacted by COVID, but you're out there video on demand. And I have to assume, too, that that's a great way to get more eyes on the film than you might be able to do if you're trying to get yourself into, you know, the Cineplex and local theaters.
Absolutely. Yeah. So our film is distributed by Gravitas Ventures, and they were able to get all those deals on putting our film in multiple platforms like Amazon Prime, Apple TV, and a bunch of other channels on demand. So we're happy that it's on multiple platforms, so that way people can have a bigger access to the film.
What's the biggest challenge being an independent filmmaker?
There are so many challenges, let me tell you. The biggest challenge would be getting your big break like this. It just has taken me, you know, decades to be here and to be able to say, hey, this is a film I wrote, directed, and produced. And, you know, it's just, wow, it just takes a lot of persistence and, you know, constant push. But the whole thing is challenging. Making a film itself is challenging. Being in this industry is challenging. Being a woman, being a Latina is challenging. It's just the whole damn thing.
You're wearing a whole lot of different hats there that obviously creates more opportunities for you, but also is a lot more work. How does it feel to finally have this project out there with people getting a chance to see the fruits of all your hard work over the years?
Oh, it's like an out-of-body experience, because I was literally dead to the world, you know, trying to put this film together. I spent a year in post-production with my team, and, you know, just a lot of sacrifices and blood, sweat, and tears went into this movie. And so to finally be able to say it's out there for everyone to enjoy, it's like I feel like I've climbed Mount Everest. So,
and how did it feel the first time you sat and watched the finished product and saw your name in the credits?
Oh my gosh, it was crazy, because so we had our premiere and as well as a casting screening at this beautiful theater in Culver City. And so sitting there in the theater with over 200 people and getting to witness all the oohs and ahs and gasps and yells, you know, got me really, really excited, because like I can see them reacting like out loud, pretty much yelling at the screen. So that was that was a surreal experience for sure.
Well, I will say to anybody who watches it, when you think this film has resolved itself, don't get too comfortable in your seats.
That's right.
It's available in so many platforms right now, so check it out. You can learn more about the movie by going to the website at demisethefilm.com. But it is a powerful, new, suspenseful, exciting, and darn right hot thriller, Demise, written, directed, produced by Yara Estrada Lowe. It's so wonderful to talk with you. Appreciate you making time for us, and we wish you much success with the film and future products as well.
Likewise. Thank you so much for having me.
Well, thank you for joining us. Yara Estrada Low here on Downtown as we work our way toward 6 o'clock tonight.